this week when I wakened one morning, things didn't look so bright, and I had a burden on my heart and some real problems to face. And I thought of sharing the burden with others as soon as they would waken, but instead the Lord impressed my heart that they had burdens of their own. Why not help bear and lighten their burdens instead of burdening them with mine? It was just then that that old song came to my heart so forcibly that I began to sing it aloud. You remember this song? There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than shines on any living wave, for Jesus is my light. There's music in my heart today, a carol to my King, and Jesus listening can hear the song I cannot sing. There's sunshine in my soul today. Most of the words from the old song came back to me, and soon as the others had heard, they were all singing. Then my own burden seemed much lighter, and I can assure you the day for all of us is brighter, and some of the problems seemed to be half solved. Did you ever try singing one of the old gospel songs of victory the first thing in the morning before the old devil has a chance to show his teeth or blow his hot breath on you? Oh, it isn't easy, but it does work. Try it sometime, especially when you don't feel like singing. But I confess that it's hard to sing the old gospel songs with joy and satisfaction unless there's a song in your own heart. I asked an acquaintance who used to sing a great deal for gatherings why she didn't sing anymore. And she said, oh, I lost the song out of my heart. I answered, if that's the case, you've lost the Savior, for he always puts a song in the heart. Oh, I think it's tragic. And it's such an empty thing to bear the name of a Christian, to have the name on some church roll, and not have the joy of the Lord in your heart. Oh, that wonderful thing about the Christian life, one of its most wonderful things, is the joy of the Lord. God's word says the joy of the Lord is your strength, and rejoice evermore. That's God's picture of a real Christian. He isn't some mournful, long-faced person. The Bible teaches that Christ puts a song in the heart. Here are a few verses, just a fraction from God's word that tells of the joy. Ask and receive that your joy may be full. And in 1 Peter 1:8, it speaks of joy unspeakable. And Matthew speaks a number of times of the joy of the Lord. And Jude speaks of God being able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Why all this joy in the Christian's heart, this song that's in his soul? Well, it's because sins have been forgiven by the mercy of God through the sin bearer on Calvary. And then is there any wonder, and you think that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, his word tells us, and we have through this come into a great inheritance in the life that now is and also in the life to come. And that put a song in the heart? Why, almost too great for the lips to ever sing it. Have you lost your song? Take up the psalmist refrain, restore unto me the joy of salvation. Oh, my friend, pray it earnestly, sincerely. The Lord will restore the song to your heart. All the joy will come back, as God's word says a number of places. He will turn the sorrow that's mourning into joy. Will he restore? Will he forgive whatever it was that made you lose a song? He said, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions and will not remember thy sins. You turned your face away from him. He didn't turn his face away from you. But he says, return unto me, and I will return unto thee. And I can testify to that, because through neglect of God's word for a while, I lost the song. But I repented and asked forgiveness, and that verse of scripture, he inclined unto me and heard my cry, became true, and the song in my heart has been glorious and constant ever since. And indeed, the joy of the Lord has been my strength. Like that wonderful song, there is within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life's ebb and flow. All my life was wrecked by sin and shame. Discord filled my heart with pain. But Jesus swept across the broken strings and stirred the slumbering chords again. Oh, when you take a look at what God expects of you, where he says that you must forgive others 70 times 7, well, won't he forgive you then? And this time also, even again, he'll forgive you. Why carry the burden of sin when God wakes to forgive? And then the song of salvation will come ringing again in your heart. And then you'll say with the psalmist, he hath put a new song in my mouth. And as he promised in Psalms 32:7, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. And in Psalm 77:6, he says, he will give songs in the night, songs in the harp, even in the night of sorrow and affliction. This melody divine goes on and on in the soul until you sing it with God around the throne. The sweet words of the song. There was one song in the beginning, ere earth was formed or time begun, when morning stars all sang together in adoration of the Holy One. So there'll be one song through countless ages. There'll be one song alone. That song will be of Christ the Savior, the great Redeemer, upon his throne. When Christ was born in lowly manger, the angel host with shining wings sang songs of praise and adulation above the cradle of the King of Kings. Oh, there'll be one song. Through countless ages, there'll be one song alone. That song will be of Christ the Savior, the great Redeemer on his throne. When time has ceased and earth has vanished, the ransomed souls of every race will sing one song in heaven's glory when they shall see the Savior face to face. There'll be one song. I wonder if there's a song in your heart. Oh, if you just turn towards him, he'll turn right towards you and accept you, love you as ever, and then the melody divine will begin in your heart again. God bless you. Give God a fresh chance in your soul. He's still on the throne. Prayer does change things.